Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Welcome back to another episode of Believe in Florida State Basketball. This is your host, Nick Andre. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Truth be told, I missed you guys, man. I know it's been a couple weeks since our last episode. Actually, I want to say our last episode was like May 3rd or 4th. I have to go back and double check, but we are at the end of May. Truth be told, like I said, I missed you guys, man. I hope that everybody's doing good. Hope everybody's doing well. I know that we're transitioning to summertime. I know there's a lot of hoop heads that are excited about the playoffs, the NBA playoffs, and now we're just about transitioning to the finals. We're still waiting on the deciding factor of the Mavericks and the Timberwolves series, as the T-Wolves just won the first game of the series last night to avoid being swept. And the Boston Celtics are now currently waiting in the NBA final slot. And then in the WNBA as well, you know, it's been tremendous basketball as a whole. So I know the hoop heads have been occupied, but we're here to talk Florida State basketball. And I know it's been a minute. I know that the offseason has been quiet, but there are some recent news that just broke over the past couple of days. So I'm here to discuss them. I mean, we're going to talk about the women's side of things. We're going to talk about a couple of their new recruits and, you know, what I think about them. First, we'll start with the recent news, which was signing the newest transfer, Sydney Bowles from Texas A&M. So, you know, what's funny about this? So I was actually going to record an episode on Friday, but I got too caught up. I got busy and everything, so I wasn't able to. And then Saturday morning news broke, and I got the notification that they recently just signed this new transfer. I was like, oh, snap. Well, it's a good thing that I didn't make an episode then, because now I can talk about it in this episode. So, yes, Florida State just recently signed Sydney Bowles from Texas A&M. Spent a couple seasons there. Career stats, 6.2 points, 2.6 rebounds. Had a really solid freshman year, averaged around 9 points a game, and then, of course, nearly 3.5 rebounds. Was an SEC all-freshman. Definitely one of the bigger focal points in Texas A&M's, you know, team. I know that many people, you know, were really paying attention to the greatness of Janiah Barker, which, by the way, she was just tremendous. By the way, shout out to Janiah as well for transferring out to UCLA. I think that UCLA is going to be they're already a great team, but they're definitely going to be more dominant now with that signing. So definitely congrats to her. But Sydney Bowles, you know, like I said, a great freshman year. Her numbers did go down to her sophomore year. I don't know exactly why. I didn't watch a lot of Texas A&M last year, so I'll have to go back and check. I was able to watch a couple games over the weekend. And I must say, you know, for her being 6 feet and a guard, you know, I think that's one thing that I've noticed with these past recent signings for Florida State is that they're getting a lot of players with size. And I think, you know, not saying that we had a lot of issues with size, but I think now that we do add some length and some versatility to this team, I think that it definitely can take them to another level. So adding Sydney Bowles is really good. And I'm, you know, I was able to watch a couple of Texas A&M games from even this past season and even the year before during her freshman year. And I'm impressed. I'm really impressed. You know, I know that she wasn't a star player by any means, but she did a lot of small things that I was really impressed with. You know, I love, like, one thing that stood out to me was her defense. You know, obviously her being a big guard, being able to guard smaller guards, I think that she really did a really good job of disrupting a lot of smaller players and just, you know, just being able to really alter shots and force them to a lot of ill-advised shots. You know, one thing about her is that she doesn't really have a lot of mobility to me, but she's really good at staying in front of her man. She's really good at staying in front of her assignment and just being able to really do a good job, you know, as far as altering shots. Like I said, offensively, she's really good on the catch and shoot. She also has that ability to also create as well, and I think that's really good as well. I think probably her standout game was her freshman year during the SEC tournament when they played against Vanderbilt. She had 22 points in that game, and she had the entire arsenal full display, you know, just like the ball handling ability to create the spot up shooting. You know, one thing about her on offense that I really like is that she really anticipates a pass, you know, whether it's her standing in the corner or standing on either wing,
she always anticipates that pass, and she's able to just knock down shots with confidence. And she's a really valuable shooter, honestly. So I love this signing for Florida State just because of the fact that they do have a player now that has some experience, and they have a player that has some length. So I would love to see her, you know, I would love to see where the coaching staff will place her in certain lineups. You know, will they place her kind of in that tweening spot, you know, next to Omaria Gordon, next to Tania Lassen, and then slide her with the three slot, and then you add in probably a Snoop Turnage and a KK Timpson. That's something that I will really be interested in watching. And I think that it doesn't matter where you put her. I mean, whether she's a starter, whether she comes off the bench, I think she's going to be valuable wherever she plays. And I think even with the recent signing, you know, I think Coach Brooke is really high on her, and she spoke really highly of her, you know, once they did announce the signing. So I'm really excited about it. You know, like I said, I mean, I know her sophomore year, she didn't really make as big of an impact. I don't know exactly why. I'll have to go back and like actually look myself, but I think Sydney Bowles is going to be very valuable to this team. And I'm really excited, you know, to see how, you know, camp goes for her. And of course, you know, the start of the season. Another player that we can discuss, and I promise to God, I really hope that I'm saying this young woman's name correctly, because like one thing about me is that I always try to make sure I get people's names right. Like I do not want to mispronounce anyone's name. So if I do say this wrong, please let me know. And I promise you it's not on purpose. You know, sometimes I try to get people's names right, and it just doesn't turn out that way. But Marilia Chavez, who was a transfer from Eastern Carolina College, this past season averaged nearly 12 points a game, 5.5 rebounds, shot 41% from three, which is really, really impressive. And she had a lot of great scoring performances. You know, as I've been able to check out her bio and just, you know, check out, you know, what she was able to do. She had a 31-point game against Central Arizona on February 10th of this past year. And, you know, on top of that, you know, her being able to win ACC first team this past year as well. You know, I had a chance. Well, I didn't watch a full Eastern Arizona game, but I had a chance to watch like one half of one. So I'm definitely going to go back and do my due diligence to watch more games, because I think there's more games on YouTube, more full games. And for those who are listening, if y'all want to go check them out, y'all can definitely go check them out as well. Just look up Eastern Arizona College women's basketball games, and I promise you can go find them from there. But from at least a small frame that I watched, she is a real hooper, and she's another player. She's another player that has tremendous size and tremendous mobility, and she is a scorer. She is a scorer, man. You know, definitely, like I said, 41% from three is just incredible. You know, any player who's shooting that percentage has to be respected on the perimeter, like without question. And one thing about her is that she can, I know that she played at like a smaller college, but she has that veteran experience of just being able to set the tone, being able to be an asset offensively. She can also, you know, I think she's also really good on defense. I don't know if people really talked about that enough. I don't think I heard many people talking about that when it came to her game. You know, I think she's really active with her hands, active in the passing lanes. You know, she has tremendous size. You know, she can use her size to really make things difficult for opponents. So she's a really valuable player as well. And that's another key asset on this team that I'm really impressed with, because like I say, you know, she's a really great scorer. And I think, you know, I mean, obviously offense is not everything, but I think offense is really key, you know, especially when you're playing in a tough ACC conference, you know, where you got so many great scores and so many great offensive teams. So adding offensive weapons is very important. And one thing about Marilia Chavez is that she can definitely add that. She's another one where I'm really interested to see, you know, in what lineup she's placed with. I mean, I'm sure she'll probably more likely be a part of the second unit. That's just my projection. I don't know for sure. We'll have to find that out, you know, moving forward. But I'm really impressed with her, and I really want to see where she's placed in certain lineups. I want to know if she's really going to be part of the second unit. Could she be a part of some closing lineups? Could you place her next great scorers like Tania, Omaria, and others? Like, where would you place her? But I think wherever she is, I think she's that type of player to me where it doesn't matter where you place her. It doesn't matter like what lineup you put her with. She's going to be able to shine. She's going to be able to make an impact from any perspective. And I think those are players that you want on your team. It's like, it doesn't matter like if they're the best player on the floor, but they can be the most important player. I don't even know if really people understand the difference, but like, it's like, you don't need to be the best player, but you can also be the most important player, if that makes sense. It probably doesn't make sense to many people, but oh well, it is what it is. But like I said, you know, in the small package that I was able to watch her with, I was really impressed. And as the season does unfold, you know, I'm sure she's going to get some really valuable minutes in the rotation for Coach Brooke Wyckoff.
And the last transfer that we have to discuss is Miss Malia Williams, who is from Cincinnati. I'll be real. This is just my personal opinion. I think that this is my favorite transfer. I know that a lot of Florida State fans, they were super upset about not being able to get Janiyah Barker, because for a little while now, we were trying to figure out, where is Janiyah Barker going? I don't know if Florida State was actually in a conversation. I didn't hear that from my peers, but, you know, I know a lot of fans, especially for those who listen to the show, by the way, shout out to those who do listen to the show. They were telling me, I really hope that we can land Janiyah. I really hope that we can land Janiyah. And of course, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Janiyah Barker was by far one of the best players in the SEC. She was super dominant this past year. You know, she has tremendous versatility, so any program would want her. And I think if she did decide to come to Florida State, it would have been a huge, upgrade for our team. I think honestly, if Florida State would have grabbed Janiyah, I'll be honest. Like, if you ask me, and maybe this is just me being biased, but we would have been the best team in the ACC by far, by far. You add that with Janiyah Barker, Tanai Latson, Mikayla Timpson, Omari Gordon, Snoop Turnage, and then the list just goes on and on. Got to be at the top of the ACC, and this is a tough ACC. But unfortunately, that's not the reality. But we did get a key signing recently, which was Malia Williams, like I mentioned, from Cincinnati. This past year, averaged around 8 points, 6 rebounds, a little over a block. Key veteran as well. You know, she started out her college career playing at Louisville, then later transferred and played 3 seasons at Cincinnati. And I think she is, to me, she is the perfect complement, if you ask me, playing next to or even behind Mikayla Timpson. And like I said, I don't know if she would be a starter, because I think like Snoop Turner's really proved herself to be a starter. I know that Snoop is not an offensive asset by any means, but one thing I'll say is that Snoop does a lot of good things on both ends of the floor. I think she's a great passer offensively. Now, she can make shots. It's just that the team doesn't need to rely her on being one of the top scorers on the team. But defensively, especially with her length, she does a tremendous job of being able to alter shots, being able to, you know, get into the passing lanes, intercept passing lanes, being able to force turnovers for the opposing team. So Snoop, especially this past year, really proved herself as a starter. And even for me, I spoke on this before, I was very confused whenever the team or whenever Coach Brooke did decide to switch out Alexis Tucker for Snoop Turner. But once Snoop ended up being put in a starting lineup, you could tell she was just so valuable. And it was definitely an upgrade to me. So that's why for me, even though Malia Williams is a tremendous player, it's still kind of in question whether she could be that starting power forward because of how well Snoop did play. And honestly, I think Snoop could be even better going into this next season. But Malia is a tremendous all-around player as well, you know, especially with her being with her size. She's a great post player. She can space the floor tremendously. She also shows the ability to put the ball on the floor as well. Defensively, she's a great rim protector. She's a really good rim protector. She's a really great rim protector. I mean, I know I talked about the blocks, but she's a great rim protector. She can switch, guard multiple positions. She can also be a great help defender as well. Like, she has a tremendous IQ for the game. And it's like I say, you know, she's a key veteran. You know, she's played, I want to say, about 4 years in college. So she understands how to win at a high level. I know that Cincinnati wasn't one of the top teams in the country, but Cincinnati also had some good moments last year. But, you know, Malia is going to be, she's going to be a compliment to this team. Whether she does start or come off the bench, she's going to be a compliment to this team just based off of, you know, what she can do and what she can provide on both ends of the floor. I wouldn't be surprised to see her in closing lineups next to Mikayla Timpson. And I think if you put those two in closing lineups together, they're going to wreak havoc on both ends of the floor. Oh my God. I'm just imagining right now, they're going to wreak havoc on both ends of the floor, because you have one player on offense. You know, obviously Mikayla, she's a great post player and she's definitely going to get her touches, but you also have Malia who can also space the floor. So if Coach Brooke wanted to, you could really play a 4-out-1-in style. Now, let's say for instance, you have a lineup, you have a closing lineup of
Omari Gordon, Taniya Latson. Who can I say can start at three? I'll say Alexis Tucker at the three, Malia Williams, and then Mikayla Timpson as your big man. That could be a lineup right there. You could play a 4-out-1-in style offense, honestly, if you really wanted to, if that's what you really wanted to do. And, you know, with having four players who could stress the floor and be able to shoot the ball particularly well, and then, of course, now you have Mikayla Timpson as a post player, like, that's, like, to me, like, that's a great formula. I mean, I'm just speaking as far as offense. I mean, I didn't even dive into the defense. Defensively, I mean, with both of them being such great rim protectors and shot blockers, I mean, hell, we saw what Mikayla Timpson did, being the best shot blocker and one of the best defenders in the ACC this past year, really elevated her game. Now you add Malia Williams to that as well. Like, come on, man. Like, with that lineup, with those two together on the floor together, like I'll be real. Like, it's going to wreak havoc, man. And anybody who attempts at attacking a driving lane with those two, and on top of that, both of them are so versatile on defense. They both can switch guard multiple defenders. Mikayla Timpson proved that. She proved that this past year, you know, with her ability to be able to step outside and guard perimeter. And guard perimeter players. Same thing with Malia Williams in Cincinnati. She showed that ability to guard perimeter players. So you put those two in a line together, I'm really excited about it, because I really do believe, like, those two together can wreak havoc, not even just offensively, but defensively. So, you know, Malia, now that she has a new home in Tallahassee, I think now she's going to have more eyes on her. But Cincinnati was really good. I know that they didn't have, like, one of the top records in their conference, but they also have some really good moments. I know that they had some battles against teams like Baylor and others. So, you know, but now Malia's in ACC, and now she's in a tougher ACC. And I've been saying the ACC is a tough conference. I mean, we can literally name off the top programs. Florida State, Notre Dame's still up there. They're the ACC champs. NC State, you got to put respect on them. Honestly, I still think, even though DH Affair is gone, I still think Syracuse can be pretty good. Louisville is really good as well. I think Georgia Tech will also be in that mix as well. So, I mean, and that's only just names off the top of my head, honestly. I didn't even mention Duke, who I think can also take another leap this year as well. So this is going to be a tough ACC. And, you know, adding Malia Williams is definitely a huge plus to this Florida State team, and not even just her, you know, even to the other players that I mentioned before. But I'll be real. If you ask me, I don't think Florida State's done yet. I don't think Coach Brooke is done yet, honestly. I think that we're just getting started, and I think that this was a great past week, being able to acquire two huge talented players to this roster. So I'm really excited to see, you know, what the rest of the summer can unfold, you know, see if we could possibly land some other key players. But, you know, that's going to wrap up this episode. Once again, thank you guys for listening in. I promise to release more episodes soon. But one thing I'll say is that, you know, I know it's the off season and I know that it's slow in content, but if there's any updates, I'm definitely going to update you guys on anything that's going on and give you my thoughts and my opinions on any moves or any situations. Also, by the way, before I go, shout out to Sarah Bajetti. I know that she's no longer a part of the team anymore, but I heard, or actually I didn't hear, I saw on Instagram that she's dropping music soon. So I didn't even know Sarah Bajetti made music. So I want to say she has a project dropping this Friday. So for those, if you don't follow Sarah Bajetti on Instagram, make sure to follow her and be in tune. Please stay updated with that. I'm definitely going to be tuning in just because that's just how much I do love Sarah Bajetti. But I just wanted to throw that out there. I know that it's random, but it just kind of came to mind like last second. But like I say, you know, please be in tune, you know, for more updates. And also, I'm going to try to get some interviews going on soon, you know, with some former players and also some current players as well. So please be in tune for that as well, especially as the offseason continues to go in, as the new regular season will unfold later on this October, November. But make sure to follow myself on X at Nick Andre ATR. Make sure to check me out on Chop Chat. I have where I cover Florida State and I write articles for the team. My more recent article on Jameer Watkins is out right now, so please be sure to tune in. Thank you guys once again for listening in, and I hope that you guys have a great rest of your day.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.